From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Afghan government says Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. The Afghan government Wednesday said reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar died more than 2 years ago in a Karachi, Pakistan hospital. The cause of death remains unknown. While the White House would not confirm, spokesman Eric Schultz called the report credible.
Without commenting on the specifics of these reports, we do believe the reports of his death are credible. Beyond that, I'm not going to be in a position to comment on the specifics surrounding his death.
There was no immediate confirmation of the death from a Taliban source. Such reports have surfaced before. Mullah Omar has not been seen in public since U.S.-led forces toppled his government in Afghanistan in 2001, and he fled to Pakistan. If confirmed, the death would complicate or even scuttle a second round of peace talks set to begin Friday between the Taliban and the Afghan government and lead to a power struggle within the insurgent group. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is in Cameroon on a two-day official visit as the two neighbors strengthen ties to fight the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. He held talks Wednesday in Yaounde with his Cameroonian counterpart, Paul Biya. Doris Onuora is a Nigerian businesswoman in Yaounde.
No matter anything they are discussing, I pray that they should talk about security, because mostly it's what we needed here, both here in Cameroon and Nigeria. Because it's not good for the two countries to be facing the issue of Boko Haram. It's good they look for the solution and tackle it once and for all. I'll be happy if that happens.
Mr. Buhari's visit comes amid a resurgence of Boko Haram attacks in both countries. The insurgents are suspected in a series of suicide bombings in the far north regional capital, Maroua, that killed at least 60 people.